Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show, we're back to normal.
Okay.
Finally, after all these specials and recordeds and what have yous and everything else, it's back to the kind of lazy broadcasting I like. And who better to get us going than a band from Stevenage, Tony?
Nice.
Hostages for Smack.
And some believe these cold, deep waters are also home to a monster. An octopus of unimaginable proportions.
In the Bahamas, only murkier, darker, easier for a beast to hide.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Just looking out my window, what a lovely autumnal view we've got going there. I know it's an Indian summer still, but just the first signs of autumn.
Very nice day. We've just been out as well, just lovely. Very nice weather.
It reminds me of a poem by my friend Fenella Fudge.
Okay.
Who she did a poem, was it last year or the year before? I'd read it out on the show. It just made me laugh so much. It goes, conkers everywhere. It really feels like autumn. I've just slipped on a fallen leaf. Now I've hurt my bottom. I just find it very funny. That was Hostages for Smack and a track called Octopus. They're from Stevenage. So you'd think I'd have the information to hand, what with it being the next time down on the wrong side of the tracks on the other side of that there A1, and I'd remember who sent me that through, but I've got nothing in front of me whatsoever. So okay. For now, what is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Hostages for Smack.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and the Internet Nil, and during the course of this show, I might get round to finding out who sent me that. I really... To whoever did, thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you.
I've got some additional material for you.
Okay.
Here. It's another double whammy. Having had not much through, the pleas, stroke, threats worked. This one, again, from Glumbongo. Glumbongo pissed off in the Congo with a joke for us. Says this quite simply, watch it, Paulie. Probably never told you, but I work at the pickle factory. And the other day, I admitted to my wife that I've always had a secret urge to stick my dick in the pickle slicer. She suggested I see a therapist, but I said I could never talk to someone else about it. Well, came back from work last night, and she could see by my face something was up. My God, what's wrong? She asked. Well, you know, I've always told you I had this terrible urge to stick my dick in the pickle slicer. Oh, no, you didn't do it, she gasped. Yes, I did. What happened? I got fired. No, I mean, what happened with the pickle slicer? Oh, she got fired too. Thank you very much, Don Mongo. More of your misogyny, I'm sure, will follow. And so if you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. However, if you have a poem, you could send to the same address, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what a Big Papa Bear did, Tony.
Nice.
Here's his poem. There was a pork swordsman called Dean who thought he's loving every gal's wet dream. The boy was delusional. His cock was unusual because it smelled like mint choc chip ice cream. Nice. Love to your mother's Big Papa Bear. P.S. I'm pissing off to New Zealand. Any local acts I should look out for? One in particular. Miho Wada.
Oh, right, yeah, of course.
Gotta go and see Miho Wada while you're there, Big Papa Bear. When you do go and see her, say, hello, I listen to Punky Radio. Get your photo taken with her. Get it sent over. I'll cut you out of it. Put the rest under my pillow. There we go. That should be... That's it. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
I can't help fancying her. Miho Wada. I actually want to say that, perhaps on the moment of climax, Tony.
Miho Wada.
Miho Wada. I'm not even bothered if it's her. I mean, I'm not... working on the basis that anyone else I know that might be stupid enough to go to bed with me... won't actually know of my affections for Miho Wada. I will report back on whether I've managed to shoot my Miho Wada over anyone over the coming month. Oh, Paul, let's play another track, shall we?
Before, yes.
Because this is the start of the show. I normally say this is all rubbish for the end. New album out very, very soon by one of my favourite bands to ever come out of Denmark. Can you guess what I'm talking about?
Yes.
De Høje Hæle. That's right, the high heels, all the way to Denmark. Hello to Mira and Magnus, and hopefully I'll see you boys in Copenhagen. So they've got a new drummer. I'd like to meet him. I'll be in Copenhagen in a few weeks. If you're around, boys, come down. Thanks for sending me this album through. Absolutely loving it. What I want to know, Tony, is what is De Høje Hæle's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ De Høje Hæle.
No, it's facebook.com/ DeHojehale, De Høje Hæle, if you like, because they've spelt it in English for the benefit of Facebook. So, Paulie B, Internet One, Tony One, this is from the new album Month Till Month, which means mouth to mouth, Tony.
Okay, cool.
And I hope I pronounce this right. This is Rutschabantu.
We'll be right back.
listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I like that. I'll be playing more from that album in coming weeks. They're a very unusual band, De Hoya Heller. They're not really like any other band I've ever heard, but they have moments in their songs when they remind you of other bands, such as the Buzzcocks, and also Kraftwerk, and also the Scourge.
Okay.
The kind of production on it is a bit... It's like very polished, technical punk rock, I imagine I'd call it. And we'll be playing more in the future. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Let's hear them.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, and leave us a comment. It's fairly simple like that. Got a couple this week. First up, one of our latest fanatic fans, Ender Magus Dark.
Magus. I'm sure he's Magus. And I'm a bit unsure with the word fanatic.
Yeah?
I prefer weird.
Okay. I'm not sure which is best.
I appreciate every single one of you who sends anything into Spunky Radio whatsoever. Especially used knickers, some of which I haven't seen in a very long time. You know who you are.
Well, he may send you some used knickers if you want. I actually favour your chances here rather than with Insane Star. I think you've got a good chance.
Yeah, I might not want these.
I don't think you would. But anyway.
Who knows?
He says, there's a looming darkness throughout the US and they're called hipsters. Don't know if you have the same bloody problem / plague in the UK, I hope to God not. But they wear skinny jeans, which scream out that they haven't got a pair, overly large fake glasses, dress as though they got their wardrobe out of the waist and haven't a single clue about anything they supposedly love. I want you to stand clear of them at all costs. The fashion of the homeless hobo will ruin your punk image. On a further note, I've missed a show or two via podcast, super busy lately working on getting that band together, which, by the way, we decided to name Rubbish.
Which excellent.
Which leads me to believe that I've lost concentration in sight of things. Could you please, for my sake, play something nostalgic-like? I need to beat and wake up my brain. Secondly, it's pronounced Margus, not Magus.
Oh, hello.
There you go. M-A-A-G-U-S, Margus.
Oh, right.
Your faithful listener, Ender.
Right in there. Yeah, fair enough.
Marg is not, but he's overpronouncing the A, so Margus.
Right.
Your faithful listener, Ender. P.S. I've been promoting you, Paul, to my 120 followers on Twitter. Hopefully it helps. All about me.
Well, you don't really do anything on Twitter, do you?
Not really. Right, but I've got a Facebook page. You could promote that on Twitter to something.
What, multi-platform?
Yeah, you can do that.
Is that the right phrase?
Yeah, it will do.
Good Lord. What was I going to say then? First of all, you've got something nostalgic for you at the end of the show.
Cool.
Secondly, great name for the band, Rubbish.
Like it. Like an English garbage.
Thirdly, hipsters are slow to catch on in the States, aren't they? We've had the idiots for a few years.
God, yeah.
And it might be worth you going onto YouTube and typing in I'm a Dickhead or Dickhead Song. Dickhead Song. Have you seen it, Tony?
No.
It's a fantastic anti-hipster song. It is very, very good. And I think it's called Dickhead. If you just type in Dickhead Song to YouTube, you'll find it. A really, really good song. And really well observed as well. And loads of photographs of the bloody idiots. I'll tell you who else really likes this hipster thing.
Who's that?
Scandinavians.
Oh, really?
But I think they've always looked like that.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's a fashion for those. I've seen a lot in Denmark. I've seen quite a few in Norway. And there are millions in Sweden.
Oh, dear.
But no, it's not good.
Mm.
Saying that, I am only dealing with big cities in Scandinavia. You do tend to get more of them in the capital, don't you? The fashionistas of this world. You're right, though. They are ridiculous. Sorry, yeah. Have you got any more Facebook comments?
I've got one more.
Oh, that's all right. Sorry.
There's some Elwood. Would it be three?
Would it be three?
He's got a short ditty. What a poem one. He says, P is for Paulie B and Tony, the two best punk smacktards around. U is for Under Construction, which Tony's house always seems to be.
And our website.
Yeah. N is for Need, as in twats that Tony can always use more of. K is for knickers that Paulie B desperately needs more from Insane Star.
Yeah. Well, any.
Well, yeah. More would imply...
More would imply it had some.
Yeah. Y is for you should show the boys some love and go rate them 5 stars on iTunes.
That's
actually correct.
Poem.
Yeah.
It's a terrific poem. I like the freeform verse as well. Absolutely. Nice. And I just hope everyone who's listening to that acts upon it.
Yes, more.
That's everyone in Sane Star. Everyone.
One day she might.
Well, do you know what? I'm thinking now she might have already done and sent them to the Punky Radio PO box, which isn't there anymore.
Oh dear, yeah.
I might have to, as an excuse to email her, just give her my home address and, oh, you don't appear to have sent me any knickers yet. Here's my address. That should work out fine.
Yeah, that'd be alright.
That'd be alright.
Nothing creepy about that. It's yeah. Fine.
But even after that, Tony, I would still take a little more.
Young boy, my father said to me, beware of those who got it all, and love the ones you need. I didn't take you for a ride now, I didn't ever let you be. Don't ever try to hide now, just take care of what you need. Things you said to me, they make me realize that life is full of misery, treachery and lies. I didn't take you for a ride now, I didn't ever let you be. Don't ever try to hide now, just take care of what you need. Take a little more, take a little more, what you need. Take a little more, take a little more, take a little more, what you need. Take a little more, take a little more, take a little more, what you need. Take a little more, take a little more, take a little more, of what you need. He'd always been near. The knowledge that he gave to me, I made everything so clear. They took him for a ride now, they never let him be. I'm never gonna hide now, just take care of what you need.
That was Spellbound, Tony.
Nice.
And a track called Take a Little More, which is from the neo-rockabilly stroke psychobilly Irish Funsters. Spellbound. You're listening to Mustang Lightly underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And Mustang Lightly should mix in quite well with Spellbound there. It should keep the whole rocking feel going. That's the first track. Of three that we're playing via Drunkabilly Records this week, by the way. Okay. And thanks so much to Drunken Billy for sending all your new material through. The other band they sent through, we're going to be making beds out of, because they're an instrumental surf band, as I mentioned last week, but I haven't got around to it yet. What is Spellbound's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Spellbound Band.
Good idea. Facebook.com/Spellbound Psycho. Probably be interested to Tony. One, there are quite a few bands in the world called Spellbound, but Spellbound are the best ones, of course.
Yes.
Of course they are. That makes perfect sense. And I saw them at the Psycho Video meeting a couple of years ago.
Okay. There you
go. And they're very good live as well. So, did you do anything last week?
Hang on. Did I do anything last week? No.
Oh, you little tease. Yeah. I was going to think you maybe put the bins out or something. But no, nothing.
Steph on that last week. It was the green bin.
I should think so too.
Of course I've got
to, you know, put that woman to work.
Exactly.
I did. I went to Bournemouth. Well, not Bournemouth. Christchurch. Well, not Christchurch. Highcliffe, which is a bit outside of Christchurch, outside of Bournemouth. Very, very beautiful place with a caravan park stuck in the middle of it. My mum and dad own a caravan, and I went down there for a few days and chilled out. And I watched children's entertainment.
It was nice.
I did about as far away as you can imagine me doing. I did over the weekend. I really enjoyed it. I hung about. I got up relatively early. I went to the beach by myself. I just chilled out, and then I got quite into the children's entertainment that started at 6 o'clock each night with these three absolute. I think they're off their nut. I think they're all on a lot of drugs.
Probably
these three. Sort of red coat type characters to get up and make the kids play games.
Yeah.
And I would just sit there and drink beer and watch these three people manipulating children and taking the mickey out of each other. Sounded very entertaining. I couldn't stay for the evening entertainment. It was all these sort of pub singer types all doing bad versions of Rihanna and such like.
Yeah.
So, I was pretty much out there by about 8:30. I did do rather well on the 2p machines.
Yeah?
£1.26 up.
Which ones did you play? The ones that like push the coins out and they fall off?
Yeah, the ones I was playing were where you drop the 2p in the slot and it goes kaboing onto a shelf, and then the thing pushes it off the shelf, then it goes down a shelf, and another thing pushes it off that shelf, then another shelf, and then it adds to a huge collection of 2p's every once in a while, a load of them drop off.
Yeah,
brilliant, loved it.
It's a great game.
It is. And you can play it for a long time without it costing you very much money, which for me is unusual.
Do you have little prizes mixed in with the 2p as well?
No, they had that in the 10p one, but...
Oh, okay.
I didn't have that kind of money.
Not made of money.
I was very much 2p only. It was a cheap trip. So I haven't got anything else to report. Nothing rock and roll there, nothing punk rock. Nothing of anything major, really. Got a lot more coming up this week, which I'll tell you about in the second half of the show. But right now, I want to get on with two tracks in a row, Tony, if I may.
You can.
Listen out for the Wild Men, who used to be called the Milwaukee Wild Men, but are now down to being just the Wild Men, or Wild Men, from Holland, and the second band from the Drunkabilly label that will be playing this week from a track from their new release. But before that, I threatened this last week, Tony.
Yes.
Project Marv.
Yes.
Yeah, you're saying yes, like you don't want to talk about it.
No. I'm interested in what you've got to say.
No, are you really? Are you doing something else while I'm talking?
Nope.
Oh, really?
No.
Project Marv, Tony, sent me a little track through. He said, you like this. It's punk rock ukulele, or ukulele punk. All excited. I listen to it.
Okay. You hate ukulele as well.
I hate ukuleles.
Yeah.
And I like Marv. But anyway, all I can say about this song is that it wasn't what I was expecting, and mercifully, it's only 1.5 minutes long.
Okay.
But that's from my point of view. I'm sure everyone else will love it in an Attila the Stockbroker, ironic kind of way. And bearing in mind that Marv is a man known for production. Is he not?
He is. He's also going through these songwriting kicks. He's part of these... write X songs in X days groups. I think he's doing 50 songs in 90 days at the minute.
That would explain this one.
So yeah, there's a lot. Right, okay.
It's really catchy, and I just don't like ukulele.
Fair enough.
But I wanted to play it. I think you'll like it. I think you guys out there in punky radio land will like this. It's ever so rude.
Oh.
But I don't know what to say. Anyway, as you know, we've had Hostage for Smack from Stevenage, De Hoya Hella from Copenhagen, Spellbound from Dublin, Project Marv is, of course, from Newark, which is an anagram of...
Anchor.
Oh, you said that like you were vaguely oriental, weirdly.
Miyawada!
All right, don't get racist. Or were you just enjoying that too much? Stay tuned for 25 to Life. This is This Time.
Your crap. This time you're gonna take it back. This time I'm gonna say to you, I'll do what I want, so screw you. You've taken advantage for the last time, and you won't screw me for another dime. This time I won't take your crap. This time you're gonna take it back. This time I'm gonna say to you, I'll do what I want, so screw you. There's so much crap that one man can take. Now you've had your last chance and you're gonna pay. This time I won't take your crap. This time you're gonna take it back. This time I'm gonna say to you, I'll do what I want, so screw you.
Uncle Foamy.
You're listening to Dr. Snaggleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wild Men, a track called 25 to Life, all the way from Drunkabilly Records. What is Wild Men's website? That is correct grammar.
Wildmen.ne?
No, I gave you a clue as well. It's MilwaukeeWildman.com. Okay. Which makes it probably be an internet 3, Tony 1, but I forgot to ask you about Marv. What is Project Marv's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Project Marv?
It is indeed. Tony 2 probably be an internet 3. And my apologies to Marv if I made light of that track that you clearly spent a maximum of 45 minutes on. Right. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
I'm only teasing, Marv, you know that. Right, well, that might mean it must be time. That means it must be time for
Tony's
International Geek Guide.
12
I imagine.
It is. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Still where it was last week. So this Friday to Sunday, Friday night, the Reverends, Pope, Quixotic and Vicious Flowers.
Was that Quixotic?
Yes. Quixotic.
Is it? How's it spelled?
Quixotic.
Yeah, it's Quixotic. The temptation is always to pronounce it Quixotic after Don Quixote, which is okay. Where the word comes from. But I believe the correct pronunciation is Quixotic.
Okay. There you go. It's a London calling night.
It's quite a biblical start to the show, isn't it?
Isn't it? How much do you think?
It'll be great. Well, I hope it's not 666 this week with all that ecclesiastical nonsense on. £6.
It is £6.
Mm. Come on.
Saturday night, Maldito, Tirade, Stuck in a Rut, Injury Time, and Outer Luck. It's a Ruction record tonight.
It's going to rock.
It will rock, I believe. How much do you think that would be?
£6.
It is.
Uh-oh.
Sunday night, the Hooligans and guests. Hooligans, Whooligans.
Oh!
So I don't know.
Tom Lord Rapscallions.
Yeah. Sunday night, how much do you think that is?
£6?
It is.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know exactly.
Got it right. And this most religious of gig dies, and on Sunday.
Yeah.
They should have had the Reverends and Pope on Sunday, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, well, I imagine they were busy.
They wouldn't work, would they? It's the day off.
Well, yeah, but it's not normally a vicar's day off, is it?
That's a good point.
It is. Anyway, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. You're let down, so
you know what?
Oh, me ho wada. Right. by the way, if you're not familiar with the music of me ho wada, the jazz punk flute lunatic, make sure that you do check her out. She is right kooky.
Very different.
Very different indeed. Got some great songs as well. And I like her in her over-the-knee socks.
Cute as a button.
Cuter.
Cuter than a button.
Cuter than a button. She's, yeah, I'm leaving it there.
Okay.
There are images now that nobody wants. Except me. Right, should we do another song?
Yes.
I think we ought to.
Yes.
Now, it's not often you say this, Tony, but one of the finest bands to ever come out of Huddersfield... Oh, Mr. Shiraz. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Mr. Shiraz.
No. Oh. Facebook.com/ Mr. Shiraz 667. It's like they've been listening to Gig Guide or something. Now, I can't remember whether they sent this through direct or whether it came through from Manila PR. I've got a feeling it might have originally come through from Manila PR, but then since then we've had things direct from them or something like that. But anyway, thank you to all. This is, oh well, probably be internet for Tony 2. This is No Prophecy.
Welcome, family.
Good evening.
Good evening, Grandpa.
Good evening. What's the good about it?
Goblin.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I don't know. No Prophecy, Cemetery Surfers, Reverends, Popes, 666.
Blimey.
Goodness me. What a religious section of the show this has been, Mr. Tony.
Isn't it? It's not like us. Ooh.
Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Think spank my ass. What am I doing this week? Nah, nothing.
I'm going to let that phrase go. Unless that's all you're doing this week, and I don't recommend it.
I wouldn't.
Right now.
No, what are you up to?
Well, just before that, you know that Arsenal have signed Mesut Ozil. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard today.
One of the best players in the world now at Arsenal. £42.4 million.
Yeah.
And I tweeted today that Mesut Ozil is an anagram of LZIT. Sumo.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if in a previous life he's been a Spanish-Japanese wrestler with greasy skin. Just an idea. He's certainly a very useful midfield player.
He's got very strange eyes.
Yeah.
Crazy eyes.
Has he?
Yeah.
They say he's German, but he's Turkish, really, isn't it? You get half German, half Turkish. That's a recipe for crazy eyes.
Even the other guy, the Podolski, he plays for Arsenal as well, and he's Polish, and he plays in the German international team. I can't work it out.
But how crazy are his eyes?
They're not that crazy at all, actually. They're all right.
They're all right, are they?
Crazy eyes.
How come you have a knowledge of Arsenal's... Oh, I know why you know about the German players, of course, but why about their eyes?
Because I've read... Well, I remember Ozil from the German team, and then when I heard he got signed, I read that he was going to play alongside Podolski, and I remember they was quite like the midfield of the German international team, so I just remember
correct Amundo.
Yeah, I thought, oh, it's good that they're getting the same team, but I didn't know he played for Arsenal.
Who?
And that's Podolski.
Oh right, yeah, it's from last season. It didn't really take off the way they hoped so far, but sometimes it takes a player a season to get into it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, who cares about football? This isn't a football show. Oh, it kind of is. Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, the Americans listening think we're talking about something entirely different. That was Mr. Shiraz's track called No Prophecy. And are you doing anything this week? Have we missed that out?
I'm not doing anything this week, no.
No. So I've got my comedy shows in Hitchin and Lecture from Bulldog. You can find out more about them at lastminutecomedy.com. Hitchin and Lecture featured Kevin McCarthy, the man with the beard, and Stephen Carlin, who also has a beard, and me with a beard. It's quite a beardy show. Then on the Sunday, Kevin McCarthy, the man with the beard, is replaced by a guy called Byron Bertram, who's from Canada. And guess what, Tony?
Beard?
Yep.
Hey.
It's right, beardy weekend. Make sure if you're in the area, you get down to one of those shows. They promise to be really, really good fun. That's about it for this bit, really. I'm just crack on, shall I?
Okay, yep.
Because I like the fact that I've been to Henderson, Nevada, and now we're about to play a band from there.
Okay, excellent.
That's right, a band called The People's Whiskey. And this is Fist Fights and Miller Lights.
it's facts and men are lying.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And congratulations to Rich Morton for doing this fabulous new album from which we are playing this here bed. Just check out the Rich Morton sound. Type in the Rich Morton sound to that there internet and you'll find out all about him. He's a crazy guy. That was The People's Whiskey and a track called Fist Fights and Miller Lights from their latest album, which is the third track we're playing via Drunkabilly. And thanks to all the guys down there for sending us stuff through. What is The People's Whiskey Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The People's Whiskey?
No, Facebook.com/ People's Whiskey. Which makes it probably be in step five, Tony two. Bit of a turnaround after last week, mate. Have you got a twat for us?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twats.
We love twat.
We do love twat. And getting a few, so thank you for that. Always need more. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Dead simple, everyone knows a twat. Email me now. That's what Tim Potter did.
Well done, Tim.
And he says good day. This coming weekend is our federal election. Tony Abbott is the odds-on favourite for our top job as Prime Minister. There must be a lot of support for his policies.
This is Australia, yeah?
This is us. It must be, yes.
Yeah.
There must be a lot of support for his policies, as he is best known for being a twat. He's regularly seen in red speedos, pretending to work in factories or staring blankly with the look of a stunned mullet while a colleague speaks. He's still learning to shut up, as when he voices his opinion on topics, it's a cause for concern. For example, recently describing the Syrian issue as baddie versus baddie, suggesting we should buy all the Indonesian fishing boats, circa 750,000. Suggesting we vote for female colleague due to her sex appeal, and many other anti-female comments. How about abortion is the easy way out? Anti-same-sex marriages despite having a lesbian sister. Asking if the current PM ever shuts up. And wanting a suppository of wisdom.
So no, please, what?
A suppository of wisdom. So please give him some twattage before Australia votes him in. Then at least if anything comes from the election, we can say we officially have twat Prime Minister.
It does very much like there's going to be a change of government in Australia. I was watching something about it yesterday, and it's got, as usual, something to do with the economic state of the country. But the thing is, Australia isn't suffering as much as other countries have from the recession. It's been fairly late onset there. They've been doing very well. But because it's made the Australian dollar strong, it's affected their exports, which obviously leads in the longer term to less money diving about. So it looks like people are going to almost do an economic protest vote against the current government. But I'm not entirely sure it's their fault. It's more just a global thing. But, hey.
That's what happens, isn't it?
And that's probably the most sensible thing I've ever said on the show.
Yes.
Miho Wada.
Miho Wada.
Come on, let's do it.
Okay, so, for everything, all the policies he's mentioned, all the learning to shut up when your voice is opinions, Tony Abbott, soon to be Kiwi Billy House from Canberra, Australia,
is a twat. I think that's fair enough.
I think that's fair, yeah.
It's nice to know that we're quite possibly the first British people to have such a strong and forthright opinion on the man before he's elected. And once again, it proves that Punky Radio is indeed a groundbreaking show.
We're international, global, and yeah. Finger on the pulse.
Saying that, we're now going to play something ancient, but it's not really ancient because it was re-recorded. But this is a newer version of a classic old song that I'm playing, especially for a man I may have mentioned last week, a guy called Irish Rob. Did I mention Irish Rob?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't think so.
Irish Rob drinks in Bannerman's in Edinburgh, which was the venue where I was doing my solo show this year. He was also the house tech op, in that he was the house sound man for bands when they were on. But there's something else interesting about Irish Rob. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
He's the bass player in The Exploited.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, or rather known locally as the 137th bass player for The Exploited. Really nice bloke, really, really chilled out. Like him a lot, and was really pleased to have the chance to speak to him quite a bit while I was there. And while we were talking, I mentioned Punky Radio, which he had heard of. I said, would you like me to play an exploited track on Punky Radio? Because we've got some, the Captain Oi ones, we have the rights to play for. And he went, oh no, tell you what, can you play one of my favourite ever punk songs? I went, sure. Not knowing what it would be. And it was UK Subs. I went, do you know what? I definitely can. So this is a double whammy here, because this is the bass player from the Exploited asking for a band that listened to this show.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Jet and Charlie R from UK Subs listen to Punky Radio. So why not? The track he asked for is arguably UK Subs classic. UK Subs are from London. So just to recap, we've had, because I've looked at all the places where the band's from this week, Stevenage, Copenhagen, Dublin, Newark, Amsterdam, Huddersfield, Henderson, Nevada, and now London Town. But Tony, what is UK Subs' website?
UKSubs.com.
No, it's UKSubs.co.uk. What are you in? It's six, Tony T. Warhead, Warhead, Warhead.
Loading
head, not as you might think, a Geordie saying, "Ow, avert me, Bonce." That was UK Subs and Warhead, a true classic there. Quite a slow song for punk rock, but a real anthem nonetheless. Thanks so much for listening this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope to see some of you at my comedy show this weekend in Hitchin, Letchworth and Bulldog. Tony, could you just remind people of the internet stations that carry the show?
We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and finally we're on galacticworldradio.com, galactic worldradio.com.
And thanks to you guys for carrying our show, and also thanks to Mevio, who we never thanked, who continued to provide us with the platform to do this show. I'm right, aren't I?
You are right.
I am right indeed. Basically, thanks to everybody. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo.
Bunch of guns.